This is KRCC NCPR News. I'm Andrea Chalfin in Colorado Springs. Two big fires are still burning in western Colorado. One is in the Black Canyon of the Gunnison National Park. It's grown to nearly 2,500 acres as of last night and has no containment. The park is still closed with all visitors and staff evacuated. Another fire where Mesa, Delta, and Montrose counties meet has spread to more than 2,200 acres. Meantime, a fire in Chaffee County near Buena Vista is 100% contained. A Boulder paramedic was charged with manslaughter on Friday for the death of a man in police custody. CPR's Ben Marcus reports.
At the end of December, CU Boulder police arrested a man who was attempting to destroy property. The suspect resisted arrest, and the officers eventually called paramedics. One who responded, Edward McClure, injected the man with a sedative, put him in a dangerous prone position, and put a spit sock over his head, according to the district attorney. The coroner found that those actions contributed to the man's death from cardiac arrest. The Boulder DA says that McClure also made inconsistent statements, and his company, AMR, didn't fully cooperate with the investigation. The police officers were cleared of any wrongdoing. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
The Colorado Rockies close out a dismal first half of the season with a three-game series in Cincinnati this weekend. The team already set a record for the worst first half of the season, going into the All-Star break with 72 losses. The Rockies are on pace for its third straight 100-loss season. This is KRCC and